Dark Vegas Tales, the most hardcore lunar punk shit talking.
Well, as they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, I know. Seen that many times. But you should listen to some of his interviews because he really sounds like a good guy. I think that he is just brainwashed and falls for all this tribal thing.
Well, that Telegram founder also sounds like a good guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's true. I can't deny that. Anyway, at least Jack donated millions to Nostra, and Nostra is pretty cool. You know that.
Yeah. You're right. I guess we have to give him credits for this one.
Yes, we have to. Basically, I don't think that an influential person is an adversary just because he has different values. For example, do you see guys from the Bankless podcast as adversaries or just simple paid shills who extract value from the audience by promoting slave tech platforms?
Definitely adversaries, 100%.
Why adversaries? Why not just paid shills?
Because it's a fucking war. It's not peacetime, man. Wake up. The Empire's hunting our people down. Do you really think that the war is over just because a bunch of government officials got changed after Trump took office?
What do you mean by the Empire?
You know exactly what I mean. You can call it whatever you want. The Empire or the system or even fucking Matrix. It's people in power. It's the ruling class. They are hungry for power. They want to control everything and everybody. And they've been doing that since the beginning of times. They raise armies of slaves and then send them to conquer free people and enslave them and then raise even bigger armies and conquer even more people. And then they brainwash kids in mandatory indoctrination facilities and raise them as compliant slaves and eventually turn them into fucking brainless zombies. And if you dare to speak freely and think for yourself and live as a free man, then you become a target.
Well, yeah, police states. But what it has to do with the Bankless podcast? Why are they adversaries?
Because they are fucking traitors. They pretend to be a part of the resistance. They pretend to care about freedom and privacy and decentralization and censorship resistance, but they don't. They call themselves Bankless and that they are heading west. But then they paywall their website and advertise Arbitrum and centralized exchanges that enforce KYC like Kraken or fucking Binance. And they advertise services for paying taxes and they have their own compliant VC arm. And then a Farcaster founder seizes a Bankless channel name from some random guy to give it to the Bankless podcast. Because of what? Because they somehow have more rights for the word Bankless than that poor dude. That's such a bullshit. They harmed the Bankless movement more than anybody else did, so they should be the last one to get that channel name.
But wait.
Come on. You know exactly what I mean. You know that these cocksuckers are adversaries. Because you are an actual Bankless person, you don't use legacy financial system for so many years, so you know exactly that these guys are just bullshitting people. They try to hijack the Bankless movement for personal gain, so they can get rich promoting slave tech, which, as you said, is dressed in Web3 clothing. They are an Ethereum version of that another shill from what Bitcoin did. Peter something.
Okay, so your main problem with them is that they paywall a website, run a VC, and advertise slave tech, right?
Yes, and they lie. Hear me out. You can do whatever you want, I don't care. But if you promote slave tech for your personal gain, then don't pretend that you care about freedom. Don't pretend that you care about privacy. Because you don't. But you just care about your own wealth. And you're happy to sacrifice even your own freedom and become an agent of Matrix. A sneaky one. An agent who pretends to be with the resistance like a spy. That's who you are.
Okay, I see your point. They do have a few nice episodes, though. Would you agree on that?
Yes, they probably do. A few interesting people went on a show, but what does it change?
So I obviously agree with most of your statements, but I don't think we should divide all people into either allies or adversaries. I think it's not that black and white. And yes, the Bankless podcast promotes slave tech. And yes, they do that for person gains. But they also have some cool episodes. And as I remember, one of them is suing the US government.
Well, I don't think that suing any government is a good thing. No, it's a waste of time and it legitimizes the whole system. You know that the game is rigged. You cannot win by playing by the rules because they write the rules, not you, not us. Imagine if Satoshi had sued the government instead of creating a highly resilient, decentralized network. Would that have led to a financial revolution? No.
Satoshi suing the government. That's a funny story. But anyway, it does sound a bit like you're blaming them for not doing enough. And that's a dangerous thing to do, because somebody else can raise the bar even higher and then blame you for being not good enough.
Yeah, man, you missed the whole fucking point. I'm not saying that they are not doing enough. That's a different thing. I'm saying that they are intentionally lying to people. They are hijacking the movement. They are pretending to be at the front of the financial revolution. But in fact, they are slowing us down. And they do that for money. They take bribes from the slave tech. They serve fucking Matrix. Imagine that some law-abiding, tax-paying average Joe wakes up one day and understands that the whole system is fucked, and then he decides to seek more freedom. And he starts researching what's out there. And then he finds these bankless guys who claim to be at the front of this freedom movement with decentralized finance, crypto, and other buzzwords, and that they're heading west. But then they tell him to KYC himself and to use custodial wallets and centralized exchanges and pay taxes and continue using banking because the freedom tech is apparently not ready yet. That's fucking bullshit. We have enough tools to escape the system. We have all the tech we need to build Agora's parallel financial systems, to build circular economies, and you know that, and they know that. You want to be bankless? Okay, then be fucking bankless. Stick to your words, and stop using the legacy financial system. Stop using slave tech platforms, and stop taking bribes from them. Stop promoting custodial closed source apps and other bullshit. It's that simple. Promote freedom tech. Use only open-source self-custodial apps. Get some custom ROM like Graphene or Calyx or even fucking Lineage. Use peer-to-peer markets. Use Monero, Tornado Cash, and other privacy tech. Use Tor. And start building circular economies. And educate your local community. And research how other people do that. Like that famous Bitcoin beach in El Salvador. Or that Bitcoin jungle in Costa Rica. Or that special economic zone in Honduras. What was it?
You mean Prospera?
Yes, that one.
Well, Prospera is a bit different from the Bitcoin Beach or other circular economies, because they basically provide government as a service, and they have a lot of rich foreign investors, and they focus on biotech. But yeah, they are also very friendly to crypto. There are a few interesting documentaries and podcasts about that place.
Whatever. It's an interesting case study. If you want to create circular economies, and you can research that Monero city in Argentina and how they kickstarted adoption of Monero. I think it was through gambling or something. And then, of course, Parallel Polis and the Institute of Crypto Anarchy in Prague.
Yeah, those guys are very interesting.
Did you show them Spasm?
I think I didn't.
You should, man.
Yeah, I definitely should. I actually approached a lot of privacy and Monero people about a year ago, but I somehow forgot about Parallel Polis. Although, I did contact Monero Con organizers.
And how did it go?
Well, I had to install Matrix to contact them. That was an awful experience. And they didn't have time to review Spasm for the upcoming event, but they at least considered running a Spasm forum next year. However, the next Monero Con got canceled because of new regulations.
Ah, yeah, the European Union of Socialist Republics is banning Monero and other privacy coins, and you still think that it's not a war?
Well, yeah, I don't have much to say here. European bureaucrats are doing exactly what they are best at. By the way, did you know that in Germany you have to report your address to authorities within a few weeks after moving to a new place? And that applies to anyone who moves, regardless whether a person rents a place or moves to a friend or a family house.
Man, I'm not surprised at all. Germans are fucking slaves. You cannot even homeschool your children there, because the government forces all kids to go through many years of compulsory indoctrination, so they can learn how to love the same old fatherland. Except that now it's all about feminism and climate change and democracy, but it's the same police state as it has always been.
This is a short clip from Dark Vegas Tales Episode 1. Called Ethereum Runs on Slave Tech. You can find the full episode at dark.vegas or darkvegas.if. And don't be a compliance slave. Subscribe to Dark Vegas Tales on Spasm, Nostr, and RSS.